Mel Bernian's driving into the CBD. Oh, this is a futuristic story. Could pay more for parking during peak hours but save money during quiet times under a series of bold proposals to help revitalise the city. Stuart Norman is the CEO of Parking Australia. Stuart, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russell.
Hey, when I read that, I go, isn't there already early bird parking and that sort of concept?
Oh, look, the messaging is a little misleading, and that partly to do with the headline. Because the City of Melbourne really only control on-street parking, which most people don't park there all day when they go to work. The actual reality is when people come in, when we do and are allowed to come into work, yes, they'll be parking off-street, and prices are very comparable to what they were 15, 20 years ago.
So, Stuart, is there a plan for the City of Melbourne to use the on-street parking space for retail? Because retail now has to be outdoors when we get to 70%.
That's a good question. So you're really looking at two different markets here, and you're right, Russell. The on-street market really is retail, hospitality, and people coming in for business meetings. They're the three areas. Some of it's going to be used, as we know, for hospitality. And really what we need to do, therefore, is to use technology to try and help people find those on-street car parks or incentivise them to use off-street so they can go and use retail, go and have lunch, coffee, morning tea, whatever it is, and also attend those business meetings.
So I assume that parking operators have done it unbelievably tough.
Ross. So prior to COVID, across the Australian market, there was about $4.5 billion taken in revenue from parking, whether that be events, places like casinos, sporting stadiums, airports, council, on-street, off-street. During COVID, and even though it's only been Sydney and Melbourne locked down, it's down to about $1.2
billion. Oh, gee whiz. Hey, Stuart, I had a dream growing up. I said, when I grow up, I'm going to own a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Right, because yeah. my expenses are I've got to pay a 12-year-old and give him a hose. Is it a bit more complex than that, Stuart?
Just a touch. What I will say is that the City of Melbourne are not necessarily making these proposals. They've gone out to an independent review conducted by Deloitte. And this is, I think, pretty much where the whole problem is starting, is they're not using, and it sounds terrible to say this, an advantage of being the last city out of lockdown. Mm. Now, we are the last major city in the world to come out of lockdown. I would have thought that the first place to start is to look at international trends, comparable cities around the world, and see what they've done right, see what we've done wrong. So this is not necessarily a crack at the City of Melbourne. This Deloitte report really does miss the fundamentals. It looks at Melbourne instead of looking at, oh, right, what's worked? What are the trends? And what can we actually make? What sort of decisions can we propose? Because we really can learn from the rest of the world. And there's about three areas that we can learn from all of that.
Stuart, lovely to chat with you. Stuart Norman, CEO of Parking Australia. Actually, and one of my children said to me yesterday, well, you're gazing out into the far distance. What are you thinking of? And I was thinking, do we need a royal commission? I don't know. At the end of this, do we need a commission of inquiry to work out what we did wrong?
100% we do. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, in Britain, they've just done a review.
Oh, they did do a parliamentary review.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question that needs to happen because if this happens again, we need to be able to get out the book and say, okay, let's make sure we don't make those mistakes. Of course, we have to do that.